NPR's business news starts with a shift in course on the bailout. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson delivered a progress report and also defended the administration's use of the $700 billion financial rescue package in a news conference earlier this morning in Washington, D.C. He said the program has had a beneficial effect.
Both at home and around the world, we have already seen signs of improvement. Our system is stronger and more stable than just a few weeks ago.
But Paulson said the financial system remains fragile, and he outlined the administration's thinking on how the remaining money from the rescue package ought to be used. Joining us to talk about the Treasury Secretary's remarks is NPR economics correspondent John Itzty. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Now, one of the first things I gather that the Treasury Secretary said is that the administration is not going to use the money, that $700 billion, the way that it originally told Congress that it would. But first, very quickly describe that, and then why not?
Yeah, well, remember, this is called the TARP, which was supposed to buy up troubled assets, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And it was supposed to buy up troubled mortgage-backed securities, those securities that were full of toxic subprime mortgages. Well, he said once the legislation got passed and signed, he realized that he could get much more leverage, have much more impact by instead spending money by injecting capital into banks and thrifts. So that's what the Treasury has done. They've spent $250 billion injecting money into more than 50 banks so far. And he said, you know, I'll never apologize if I change, if the facts change.
I will never apologize for changing an approach or strategy when the facts change. I think the apology should come the other way if someone doesn't change when the facts change. So I think we move quickly, we move powerfully to address the situation as it exists.
Well, lots of questions about some of this rescue money and how it ought to be used were, I gather, thrown at him today to help the struggling auto companies. But Paulson seemed, what, to say no?
You know, he said no, he didn't want to use money from the TARP, I think, although he hedged it a little bit. He said the administration does take the auto manufacturers' situation seriously, that it is a critical industry, but he suggested that the Congress had other options.
One idea that this administration has had is Congress has already passed legislation, appropriated funds. So we had a viewpoint that legislation could be modified to make that money available.
And the other big question is why the Treasury hasn't used that money, those billions, to help homeowners facing foreclosure. What did Paulson say about that?
Well, again, he said he was very concerned about homeowners, but he also said it's a very, very complicated thing. He mentioned what other agencies are doing, what Fannie and Freddie announced that they were doing yesterday. He said, you know, they're going to help hundreds of thousands of people avoid foreclosure. But the problem is millions of people face foreclosure, so I think this will continue to be an issue.
Well, if not helping homeowners, where is Treasury going to use the rest of that money?
Well, Paulson said they had identified real problems in the credit card market, in the student loan market, in the auto loan market, and he said that's where they were going to look to pour some money.
John, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Renee.
NPR's John Itzty talking about Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, who spoke to reporters this morning, gave a progress report on the $700 billion bailout package.